This is a WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Scott Walker.
In studio with us today, we have Dr. Craig McCabe, local eye doctor. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well, Scott. I hope everybody out there is doing great. It's a beautiful weekend, and we have been the last couple weeks, and for the next several, in the beautiful weather of Middle Tennessee.
Yeah, the temperature out there is so much better right now.
Right. What's the high today?
It's like 64 or something like
that. Wow, so nice. Everybody enjoys that break, and I hope everybody catches up on all their chores that they need to outside the house while it's just wonderful weather.
What, do chores exist when the weather is nice?
Well, if you have one of those neighborhood agencies that police you to make sure you mow your yard and you don't park your car on the street, all those kind of things, yeah, life still goes on.
A wonderful HOA.
But that's right. But you can enjoy things in your free time where otherwise you might say, it's too hot or it's raining or all these kind of things.
You know, there was one point in my life where I had an HOA. I moved away from it, though. It was a lot to handle at times.
What exactly did you have specific problems with?
All sorts of stuff. I guess I'm chaos in a neighborhood. I don't know. I had an RV at the time. And if I wanted to bring it home to work on it or mm-hmm. something, you know, mm-hmm. clean it up, whatever, I would park it on the road. And people don't like that.
Well, especially if you've got narrow roads and they're not well lit and you've got kids in the area, they can become a giant wall to block from seeing those kind of things. So I understand some of that, but hopefully you've got a decent driveway that you can bring it into, right?
It wasn't that long of a driveway.
That was a big RV then.
Yeah, it was. And then I didn't get in trouble for it, but I got a phone call about it.
Ooh,
they said my daughter was driving too fast in the neighborhood, and that has nothing to do with the HOA, but my daughter didn't have the driver's license at the time, and she was not driving.
Well, so, the story was getting worse there for a moment.
Yeah, no. But apparently they saw somebody who looked like my daughter driving, and I was home that day, and so was she, so I know for a fact it wasn't her. It's like when you have an HOA, for me, I think of nosy neighbors. I don't know why, but I tie those two together.
Yeah, sometimes even if you don't have an HOA, you have that issue.
That's true. Very, very 100% true.
But sometimes they're on those lookout committees, you know, and then they're just walking the streets at night, checking everybody out.
Any neighborhood with a Facebook group of their own, that's usually where trouble starts on social media.
Yeah, the issue there, and we have some of that in my neighborhood as well, but usually it's well-meant. And it's for the right things. So I'm going to start off with that. But then sometimes, as you know, everybody has different personalities. They're just, anytime you get to the extremes, one of my favorite sayings is from Socrates, which is everything in moderation.
Yeah.
So anytime you go too far one way or the other, there usually can be, you know, hurtful or unintended or not the ideal outcomes. So... But it's good that everyone looks out after each other and looks out after their homes when they're not there and things like that. So I think, you know, it's kind of like a dog, your neighbors. That is, you know, if you have a well-behaved, well-meaning animal, they're your best friend, no doubt. They'll look after you, care for you, all that. But if you've got one that's just the other way, then it, you know, it's just a nuisance and a problem and costs you money and time and all those other things. So be a good neighbor, right? Let's make that our goal today. Be a good neighbor.
That's the best route right there. Just be a good neighbor.
Right, right, right. And I think as long as you're unselfish and you actually care about those around you, you will always have friends.
You know, I do think one of the positives about an HOA is that it does help to maintain that home value and to keep, because if all the homes look nice, then that's going to help you if you want to sell the house or, you know, whatever the case is.
Yeah, you got broken down cars or sheds.
That
or
does not help.
Unkept, you know, curb appeal and things like that. Yeah, and then you're talking lots of money.
Yeah, cars on blocks.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah.
Got four right now in my front yard.
Well, then you do not need to be kidding. In a neighborhood that has an HOA.
That's right. So, okay. You know, we've had a lot of guests on over the last week and a half who were talking about all the devastation in East Tennessee, the Carolinas, and Florida. And, you know, one of the things that when folks are out there, and even for rescue workers that are out there going through that debris, the left, you know, what was left behind.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of damage should some of these workers expect long term, or is there long term damage they could suffer, on, you know, through their eyes? Because there's chemicals out there. I mean, there's stuff that people don't think about.
You're exactly right, and it's hard to think about things that you don't think about, right?
That's right.
But you know, it's just the basic common things that we all know that our parents taught us when we were kids and stuff. Is that when you're working around very dusty environments or things that are flying around or things that you can walk into, you know, wear at least a pair of sunglasses. And if you've got safety glasses, they're the best. Do that at least. And if you get chemicals or other things on your hands, don't rub your eyes. Just pretend like it's the hottest sauce from hot sauce from hot wings. You know, you don't rub that in your eyes, that'll ruin your whole day. And so wash your hands, wash your face, and wear protection. And I think if you do those things, you'll avoid all the common problems that can happen.
You know, I'm just curious because you brought up the hot wings, the hot sauce, the really, really like ghost pepper hot, that yeah. level of hot,
Carolina Reaper.
Ooh.
Ooh. There's some strong ones.
What happens if some of that gets in your eye? I mean, is one hotness just the same as another as far as the eyes are concerned?
Well, no. It's, you know, it's the concentration of all the different things that they put in those. You know, those are almost now genetically designed to become the hottest wings from the people that are the major producers of these. Habanero sauce or those really hot peppers, that casein, all that in that, that can cause a chemical burn to your eye. Just like getting an acid or a base in your eye. It's an organic burn from an organic chemical. But yes, definitely. So you always want to wash your hands. Even better than that is when you're working around these things, wear protection for your skin. You know, some kind of basic gloves. You know, even if they're like dishwashing gloves, they're good protection. And then when you're done with it, wash those and take those off. And then wash your hands and your face and you'll be fine. You won't have an issue with it. But if you see people on those shows like Hot Wings, which is one of my favorites to watch. No plug or anything. Gosh, that's funny. They'll tell them, oh, don't run your eyes. Don't get your hands near your eyes because you can literally have a chemical burn and it'll ruin your day. And it doesn't matter whether it's that or you're changing the battery on the car, working with organic solvents around the house, some strong cleaners for whatever you're doing, all these kind of things. Keep your hands away from your eyes, keep them washed, wear protection. And again, one of the best ways is if you wear some sunglasses or clear glasses or whatever protection, then when you go rub your eyes, you'll hit your glasses rather than your eyeball.
So these warnings that are on the back of these hot sauces, is that the real deal? Or is it, because I always thought it was just, you know, to kind of play it up as being that hot.
No. And I think the FDA makes them put that on there. Just like, you know, any medications you may take, they require you to have certain caution labels on there. So, nope, it's the real deal. And get it in your eye once, you'll know.
Could you really suffer like a heart attack from hot sauce that's too hot?
That's change of pace. But I would say that if your heart's not in good shape to begin with, and you're stressing it out, maybe you're an ejection fraction, and everyone that has a heart problem knows the term I'm talking about. That's how much blood your heart pumps out from the ventricle, you know, according to how much blood is in there, and there's a fraction that's pumped out. It should be 60% or more. If your ejection fraction's down 30-35%, you do not need to be eating hot wings.
That's interesting and kind of scary at the same time.
It's just too much stress. You know, your heart beats faster whenever it gets stressed out. When it beats faster, it can get to a point where the oxygen it's receiving is not enough. So that's when you have heart attacks, whether it be from an embolus, you know, from a DVT from your legs, or just plaque buildup in the coronary arteries. And the other thing, you know, you don't want to do is, besides not getting that in your eyes, is all these other chemicals that we work with that are much more common. Even the organic solvents, they can give you a chemical burn. It's not pH based. It's based on the ability of that chemical to go through the epithelium of the cornea and kill those cells so they slough off, and then you have the same thing as if you scratched your eye, your little grandkid reached up, you know, and poked you in the eyes. We see those patients, you know, every month. So all those kind of things can be prevented with these basic protections we're talking about.
So wear special eye goggles of some kind when holding your grandkids.
Well, at least have some kind of glasses on if they're the kind that reach up and touch your face all the time. Eventually, they're going to hit your eyeball. You're going to be looking the other way, right?
Little kids are good at that. I mean, being a toddler to a baby, that hands just flowing everywhere.
Oh, yeah, and they're just interested in everything, and they're trying to learn the world, and that's one of the ways they do it, right? They reach out, they grab it, they squeeze it, they play with it, they look at it, they touch it, they taste it, right? They love to grab those things and stick them in their mouth, see what they taste like and how hard they are. And that's the way they learn about the earth. That's the way we all did when we were kids, too.
That's right. Here's a question. I guess this is a follow-up question from last month. It says, last month I mentioned I was stung in the face directly under the eye, and that sting, or around where the sting was, is now looking as if it's bruised. What could this be? And gosh, I can scroll up and see their original question. The original question was, I was stung in the eye.
Eyelid.
It sounds like it's, yeah.
Uh-huh. Thank goodness.
And it's been very painful, and my vision hasn't been quite the same since being stung. That was the first question last month, and now they're saying it's bruising where that sting was.
Yeah, you know, I don't know what's recommended now, but I remember a few years back for treatments of stings, bee stings and stuff like that. If you had some meat tenderizer in your house, you put a drop or two of water on it and kind of stirred that around with your finger, made a paste, and then rubbed that into that area. Hmm. And those proteinases that break down proteins to make the meat more tenderized can do the same thing with the poison from the sting. And so it greatly lessens its effect. So of course, prevention, you know, ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, all those things I keep saying. So keep yourself out of those areas to begin with. Sometimes you can't help it, you don't know, and it happens. Treat it immediately. That's probably the next step. And then afterwards, if you're still having an issue, go see your doctor, and maybe they can prescribe you some prescription medicine, whether it be either from something to keep it from getting infected, something to help reduce the tissue damage. I saw a patient last week with the brown recluse bite.
Oh, that's painful. It kills the tissue, right?
Yeah, again, from proteases. And, you know, they have that fiddle-shaped body, the long legs. They live in the dark, dry areas, you know. And, boy, she had it literally right between the eyes. It couldn't have been more perfectly placed. An attractive young lady, and it she's got a divot there now on her face between her eyes where she had lost some tissue. And hopefully with time that'll, you know, fill in secondary healing. And boy, she saw the doctor right away and did everything to take care of it. But she also had some other effects with her vision and things that were unusual, and she was sent to consult me for that, and I think she's going to end up doing well. But, you know, so let's talk about that. The difference between, we're not talking about eyes, but you're talking about everything in general. But, you know, that's a brown recluse bite. You don't feel it, and you start to lose tissue, skin there.
Man.
As opposed to a black widow. Tell me what you know about a black widow bite there,
Well,
Scott.
They're black, and they have a red thing on their stomach.
Yeah, that's what's in it. The shape of?
That one is an hourglass, I think.
Yes, yes, that's exactly right. Not that you're going to look at it and determine whether you're going to let it bite you or not.
Let's see what this was.
But the difference is the bite is extremely painful. From occlusive, you don't feel, and boy, that Black Widow, you know the instant it's done.
All right, so wait a second. The Black Widow, it hurts immediately.
Yes.
Brown recluse, you may not even know you got bit.
No, you don't know it till you see it getting red and sore, and you start to see you're losing tissue in that area.
I had no idea.
Yeah, and then the brown recluse is the proteinases. That's why you get that crater in the skin, as opposed to a Black Widow.
I don't know what it looks like.
That's a neurotoxin. Can cause paralysis.
So you may not be able to move your hand if you're bit.
That's right. Neurotoxin. So completely different. And different effects. One you feel, one you don't. And boy, but both of them, if you can, just like with a hornet bite or something like that, protease, wash it real good, keep it from getting infected. And boy, if you think it's a Black Widow or you're losing some tissue there, you should see the doctor ASAP.
Man, so with like a wasp sting, something like that, mm-hmm. can those stings, the poison that's injected into you, can that also cause tissue damage, just like let's say a brown recluse in some ways?
No, that's a little bit different. You typically don't lose tissue. You typically don't get paralysis. You know, all these different insects and stuff can affect us differently. But with the hornet sting, sometimes they leave the stinger in there. Sometimes they don't. Of course, if they do, you want to get it out. It's like a sliver. And usually some antihistamine is good to take. You know, if you take Benadryl, it takes you sleepy. But, you know, any kind of anti-allergy medicine, something like that. And maybe a little Cordaid 10, I think, is the generic cortisol that you can get, which is steroid, which helps reduce inflammation for a hornet bite, something like that. The people that get in trouble are the people that are allergic to it. They have severe reactions. They have to go to the ER.
And they could run into, I guess, anaphylactic shock.
Yeah, all kinds of issues there. It's on a spectrum. But anything like that, boy, you know, and that's a good thing to do right now around your house with this nice weather.
Spray.
Well, you got to spray them and then knock them down. And, you know, I'm all for live and let live and all those kind of things. And, you know, I was in Austin over the weekend at a music festival. And we were in line. God, you had to wait in line like an hour to go eat at this barbecue place, this famous barbecue place. And we walked right by a hornet's nest. And they were digging in the ground and stuff like that, like they do, hung around. But you know what? Nobody bothered them, and they didn't bother us. And typically, it's like that with animals and hornets. So, insects, so you leave them alone, they usually leave you alone. It's only if you threaten them or their offspring or something like that, do they come at you.
Now, I get Austin and San Antonio mixed up, but which one was the Alamo? That was San Antonio, right? Not Austin.
Could have been in New Mexico. I'm not sure where that's. I should know that right away.
I know one of them has like downtown shops with a little creek or river that goes through it.
Yeah, that's San Antonio.
That's San Antonio.
There's a river that goes through it. Austin is beautiful. Has Austin city limits. Has some beautiful lakes. It's really a nice. I was impressed. Their city was very clean.
You know, there's a lot of cities in Texas who they really do remind me a lot of Murfreesboro. There's a lot of similarities in size and just the makeup of some of these cities. Anyway, so you went there for a concert in Texas and in Austin. Was it good?
Oh, it was great. We saw Teddy Swims and Dua Lipa, and it was funny. Why don't you tell your listeners what you said when I mentioned those very popular names?
Yeah, he mentioned these very, very popular names, and first thing out of my mouth was, I'd never heard of those artists. Are they real, Dr. McCabe?
that's how you know where you're starting to get a generation gap, right? But
you're more hip than I am.
Yeah, why don't you look those up real quick on there? But yes, that's very popular, and I'm sure at least a decent fraction of your listeners have heard of them and love their music. But it was that we were at a barbecue place and walked by and saw the hornets. And, you know, everybody just left them alone. Nobody bothered them. So, but if you're getting those hives around your house, you never know when you just run your lawnmower into the side of that wall, that vibration bothers them and they can come after you. So,
Well, here's another question. How expensive would it be to come in to get a basic eye exam? I do not have insurance. And, you know, that's a question we get every so often. But the person saying they don't have any eye insurance, and they're wanting to know about how expensive it would be for a basic eye exam just to make sure there's nothing wrong.
Okay, that's a great question. But first, and only because I have my phone with me, do I have this intelligence, but the Mexican Army won the Battle of the Alamo in San Antonio, Texas,
On
March 6th of 1836.
So San Antonio would be the Alamo. Okay.
That's right. A pivotal movement in the Texas Revolution. So anyways, that's that. Now we know that. So, oh, and San Antonio has bad red ants.
Really? I didn't know
fire
that.
Fire ants. Yeah, that's a major public problem there.
I don't know how you were able to come up with that information so quick. You know, maybe this goes back to my not knowing who the concert entertainer was that you went to go see, but you just pulled that up out of nowhere with the Alamo.
Yeah, well, fortunately, I'm good friends with Google.
I don't know who Google is.
So, now, we were talking about...
Eye exam, they're wanting to know...
How much? Yeah. So, great. Do you have vision insurance?
It goes
by your copay. Do you have medical insurance?
Most people do.
Your copay. Do you have a problem like dry eyes, blepharitis, eye irritation, red eyes? All those things can be submitted under your medical insurance, and most people have that. And then you have your copay for that, especially at this time of year. Everybody's met their deductible. So let's talk about that. Gosh, if you have medical insurance and you haven't gotten an eye exam this year, on December 31st, it's almost free. And on January 1st, it's going to cost you a bunch of money. So while you've met that deductible, not just your eye exam, but try to get all your medical needs taken care of when your insurance pays for it, and save yourself some money at the beginning of the year next year when everybody's got to, you know, pay their taxes or they have bills for Christmas, credit cards come in, all those kind of things. Take care of that all before when it's so much less expensive. Now, let's say you don't have any insurance at all. What's it going to cost? I believe at Vanderbilt, it's $500. And at our office, it's either $200 or $250.
Big difference.
Yeah. But anyways, that's probably... Now, that's for a complete, dilated, thorough eye exam with testing, all those kind of things. What you're going to pay additional for, if you don't have vision insurance, say you have medical... or you don't have any, is if you want to get a new pair of glasses and you get checked for what's called the refraction fee. So that's when they put you in front of that crazy thing with a bunch of dials that the doctor spins and they say, okay, what letter looks better on that eye, you know, in that eye? Look at that light down there. Look at the E. And which one looks better? Choice one, choice two. And you go through that. Oh, they're so close. I'm not so sure. You know, yeah. Everybody panics with that. Just do the best you can. It's fine. And typically costs you around $50 now. Some places are more. That's what ours is. And but you want someone to spend time with you doing this, not just flip through those dials quickly. Okay, done, move on. You know, go see the people out front and get your new glasses. You know, you really want someone that goes back and forth and gets it just right for you. Because those are the glasses you're going to wear for a year, two, three, typically.
Yeah. Now, I'm curious, out of the people you see, out of the patients you have, do the majority of them have some type of vision insurance, or do the majority of people out there, do they not have vision insurance?
The majority do not. The majority have medical insurance that covers the exam, the testing, maybe you need some procedures done or something. Covers all that, but it does not cover that refraction fee, that checking for glasses. So it just depends. And you don't need that all the time, right? You got a pair of glasses, you see real well with them, they're not scratched up because you take good good care of them, because you know Dr. McCabe tells you that when they're not on your face, they should be in their case.
Yeah.
So as long as you do that, they're pristine and good shape. So you don't need that done. You don't have to pay that additional fee. But if you need it, then you get it.
I don't know why there's not a good health insurance plan out there that covers literally everything from dental work to vision. It seems like there would be by now.
And has no copay and a very low max out of pocket.
That would be great.
Yeah, that's some kind of utopia.
Yeah.
You know, it's in heaven and Valhalla, but it's just not practical here. You know, it's like not paying taxes. But especially with inflation, things have gone up everywhere with everything. Thankfully, now it looks like it's coming under control and it's starting to come down.
Yeah. Things have gone up a lot over the years. Over the last, you know, 15 or so years, seems like things have gone up a lot more than what I recall, you know, just a few years back.
Oh, I'd say the last six.
Yeah.
Because of COVID. You know, whenever we don't have enough people in the workforce and they can't make goods, we can't buy them. When they're not working, they can't bring money home to their families to pay their bills. And so prices will go up, just like when unemployment goes up.
Yep.
One of the best things you can do is have a fully employed workforce. And everybody's gainfully employed. Everybody's spending money. Inflation comes down. And everybody can pay their bills. And everybody feels more secure. The more divisiveness we have in our country, these all cause negative effects. And I'll just leave it like that. And I just want us all to be good neighbors to each other and be good to everybody you meet.
Our phone number, if you have a question for Dr. McCabe, 615-893-1450. Again, 615-893-1450. Dr. McCabe is with McCabe Vision Center here in Murfreesboro on Heritage Park Drive. And we do have this other question here. It says, hello, I'm allergic to cats, and I believe dogs too, but definitely cats. Yeah. It says, but right now I'm, for some reason, having a harder time with allergies than ever before, and I don't have any cats. So what could be causing worse allergies than usual right now for somebody?
Yeah, so remember, allergies are broken down into seasonal and perennial. We're seasonal is spring and fall, right? And that's typically grasses and pollens of flowers and things like that. And then perennial allergies, nothing's blooming, everything's, you know, dormant. So it can't be those. That means you're allergic to things inside your house.
Mm.
And that could be a dog, a cat. But another very common major cause of perennial allergies year long is dust mites.
Oh.
They live in our pillows. Gosh, they say that after 2 to 3 years, like a third to half of your pillow weight is composed of dust mites and their excrement.
Oh, man.
It's probably
that's
the nicest way I can put it. So, boy, have those covers on your pillows, you know, that zip up, not just the soft ones that you put your head against, and then change your pillows out every 3 years.
And I know you've mentioned this before, if I'm not mistaken, allergies of different type, they can come and go throughout the years. I mean, you may develop one and you may see one that you're no longer allergic to.
Exactly. So in the spring, if we're talking seasonal, the bluebells come out first, right? The daffodils, those. And then that's almost always followed by the Bradford pears.
Yes.
And boy, when those Bradford pears come out, to me, that's the start of the hallmark of allergy season. And then we go through that. And then in the summer is typically trees and grasses. And then in the fall is typically weeds. Boy, that's what gets me. So that goldenrod, you know, that has the long stem of yellow golden little flowers on it, that weed, boy, I just can sneeze with that. That'll affect me, you know, for most of the day. All those kind of things, that's the seasonal. Yeah, and there are different times. And you can look at your weather app or something and look at the allergy section, and you can almost find it out without having an allergy test what it is you're allergic to, just by what is the prominent pollen at that time. And then, of course, it's time when it's not pollen. It's dog, cat, dander, and usually one, it's usually both. And then also these dust mites. So what are you going to do? You're going to get rid of your dog or your cat? No, right? Nobody will do that. They love little Fifi, right? They would rather, you know, give up a finger than lose their Fifi. And that's why they spend so much money on them. It's incredible. Anyways, maybe when it's time to get a new one, you might think twice about it. Another thing is to have more hard surfaces in your home. You know, hardwood floors, tile, enamel, those kind of things, vinyl instead of carpet. And drapes are another, so blinds are better for that. All these kind of things. And of course, change your air filters out. Get the ones with the higher MERV rating, 13 or so, which blocks bacteria, pollen. These are all good things to wipe down, and change those. You know, if you get the 90-day one, set an alarm on your calendar or something so you change them every 90 days. And you'll do better that way.
Here's another text. Now, this is not really a question. It says, after hearing you talk so much about problems caused by dry eyes, I finally went out and got some dry eye drops that have literally changed my life. Thank you for that.
Oh, my gosh. There are so many easy things to do. I'm so glad that you sent us that in, right? If you have an issue, do the easy things to take care of it first that don't cost much. Like we talk about on these shows. And I'll tell you, if that doesn't take care of it, then you move on and you go see your eye doctor, right?
Yeah.
Just kind of common sense. And I'm so glad to hear that. Now, the thing is with people is that they'll do that for a while, right? We're all good at that for a while. And then we start to slack off, right?
Yeah.
Humans are lazy. They procrastinate. They move on to other things that they're busy with. And then it comes back. And instead of going through that back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, if you have that issue and you need an eye drop more than once a day, go see your eye doctor. It's one of the things that we specialize in is dry eyes. The other things are not as being able to see well near and far without glasses, or maybe if you have glaucoma, keeping your eye pressure down without being on medication. All these kind of things to make your life better. But certainly, do all the easy basic things first. And yeah, for most people, it's going to change their life and they're going to be much more comfortable. Their eyes are going to be less red. They're going to be able to work longer on the computer. They're going to be more productive in their job site. All these kind of things. Playing sports, you're going to play them better because you're going to see better. All these kind of things. Yeah, and we've got some good things out there. But there's always a but, right?
Yeah.
Be careful about what you're using. 2 years ago, people were losing their vision permanently or had to get corneal transplants from corneal ulcers in their eyes, bad infections, because they were buying the cheapest eye drop they could find on the shelf, right? Saving $5, you know what I mean? And then they'll spend $10,000 on treatments. Get the ones that are recommended by your eye doctor. I've talked to you about them on the show here, so let's just go over them quick. So for artificial tear drops, for lubricating a dry eye, the one I like out best now, it's called Ivisia, I-V-I-S-I-A. Everything's got a crazy name because all the normal names have been used.
Yeah.
And Refresh Tears, TheraTears Sustain. I have no financial interest in any of these things, but you never hear of a problem with these drops. They've been out for years, most of them. You will do well with any of those.
Dr. Craig McCabe in studio with us this morning, local eye doctor on Heritage Park Drive at McCabe Vision Center. We're going to take a real quick break, and we will be right back. If you want to text us any questions, the number is 615-893-1450.
This is Peter Demas, and our family is inviting your family to come eat with us at Demas's Restaurant. We started doing a limited time only menu. So once a month, we add new menu items to it for 1 month only. We're bringing back an old item that we used to have that we don't have anymore. So for example, we brought back clam sauce spaghetti this month. Last month we had Greek spaghetti. And again, that'll change. Now that you've heard about the changes that we're making at Demas's, you need to check it out. So come on over right now. Demas's Restaurant on Northwest Broad Street.
Hey, this is Dan with Music World and Drummer's Den. Come in for your guitars, keyboards, drums. We have you covered. Our prices will normally meet internet prices. We also have PA and DJ equipment. Some lights, yes, we have that covered too. You can come rent a PA and sound system, do your karaoke, and bring it back. Come see us at Music World and Drummer's Den, the one-stop shop where you have everything that you might need. 2762 South Church Street, right across from the golf course.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. The friends you've made while banking right here over the years are still here, and so are those delicious, warm, homemade cookies. Everything you enjoyed about Capstar is still at Old National Bank.
In Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Come on over and enjoy warm cookies with friends while doing your banking at Old National Bank.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You've been listening to Dr. Craig McCabe with McCabe Vision Center.
Ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. All those things I keep saying, sometimes you can't help it. You don't know, and it happens.
McCabe Vision Center is in Murfreesboro at 122 Heritage Park Drive.
If you need a routine eye exam,
their phone number, 615-904-9024.
As the holidays come, everybody gets more booked.
Or find McCabe Vision Center online at McCabeVisionCenter.com.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
We are broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios. Middle Tennessee Electric, serving to make life better since 1936. Dr. Craig McCabe in studio with us this morning from McCabe Vision Center. You know, when I Google, I've got a friend named Google too. When I Google Dr. McCabe, you know, it pops up your address and everything. But first thing it says this morning is Columbus Day might affect your hours. But I'm guessing Columbus Day is not affecting your hours at McCabe Vision Center. Or is it?
No, my staff will tell you he makes us work all the time. Oh, my God. We're never getting anything off. Yeah, Columbus Day, which I think they're trying to change to Indigenous Peoples Day for all the atrocities that Columbus actually caused. And you might want to look that up, and it's terrible. But in history, not just Columbus, but all societies, when they invaded another civilization, if they were greater in number or more technically advanced, they either slaughtered or enslaved them, and then raped their land of, you know, all the resources that they could take. So terrible atrocities, and you know, we have terrible atrocities going on in the world today, just on a much higher level. That's why I always said, you know, everybody says, oh, there's UFOs all over and all this stuff. Believe me, if you got someone that can fly faster than the speed of light and travel these large distances, they're way, way, way more advanced than us, and that would be a bad thing.
One of Columbus, one of his stops was Haiti. You know, what, however many years ago, 300 years, whatever the timeline would have been.
Yeah.
But they still have, they've got a monument for him where he actually pulled up to the island. I don't know if it's still there, but it's been through a lot of storms, but there was a monument there for him years ago.
Wasn't it something like, I'm going to get this wrong, but I think they taught me eons ago, like something like in 1492, Columbus sailed the oceans blue.
Yeah, that's it.
and actually landed in the West Indies or something instead of discovering America. And by the way, when we say America, it's not just us. Let's not be egocentric about that, right? We have North America, we have Central America, we have South America. They're all the Americas. If you want to talk about us, you say the USA. That's us, right?
That's right. We only have a minute and 30 seconds left.
Oh my gosh, it's gone so fast.
We went through this
nothing.
Quickly.
Yeah.
So if anybody would like to set up a time to get an eye exam, let's say, is it hard to get into your office, or can we book something fairly easily?
Yeah, and it kind of goes by your symptoms. You know, if you say my eye's red and painful, or I've lost vision, you know, just say if you have that, we want to get those people in right away, of course, right? Because time is vision at that point. If you need a routine eye exam, then you can probably get in 2 weeks. And anything in between is in between. And then, of course, as the holidays come, right, everybody gets more booked, all the doctor's offices, everything. So, you know, why not take care of that now? And boy, if you're looking for a good holiday present for a family member or a loved one, what have you, what's better than making their eyes feel better or see better or both? It's something they will thank you for a long time. We'd love to help out.
Definitely. Again, Dr. Craig McCabe from McCabe Vision Center in studio with us this morning. And if anybody would like to learn more, obviously go to the McCabe website, or the phone number for your office is what?
615-904-9024. I have a wonderful staff that would love to help you.